I'll tell you, I have a few favorite pizzas in San Diego, and Matt Lyon's tribute is definitely in the top three.
I 100% agree with
you. Yeah. And
I feel like it's top two.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Grubthusiast Grubcast, where we are on a search to find amazing food, amazing places, incredible people to talk to, people from the food industry, equipment, restaurants, chefs, anybody who's got ingredients, techniques, style, great location, even good drinks. We love a good drink. Good whiskey, good wine. Doesn't make a difference. If you got somebody who might like to come on the show from that industry, tell us about them. Maybe we'll get in touch, see if they want to come on the show. If you like what you hear, don't forget to like and subscribe. This is how things are done, I guess. The more listenership, more people subscribing and following along is, I guess, how they deem you worthy. So help us out. Go out there and like and subscribe. Tell a friend. If you have one of the Grubthusiast shirts, don't forget to wear it. Well, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon. So I'd heard about this show. I mean, the show. I'd heard about this place called Tribute Pizza in North Park, San Diego, probably a year ago, I'm guessing. Maybe a little shorter.
Oh.
And I didn't know anything. I mean, I love pizza. And I'd heard this guy, Matt Lyon, the owner, was really doing something. It was on like a, I don't know, a San Diego thing, you know, Eater. I don't know what it was.
Oh, yeah. For sure was on Eater.
And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go try this place out. So I go in a while. I drove past. I was going to the Friendly down San Diego. And I decided I'm just going to stop in here, have a look, see what it's all about. And it goes on, you know, it was definitely on one of those days when I was taking Day down to play tennis in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of his lessons.
So I stop in, pop, and of course it's closed. It was just the day, the happenstance, you know. And
everybody always closes on Monday, right?
So one of those. Mm-hmm. Then I get there on my own one occasion. Just came in for a slice. I brought the pizza home, but I wanted to try it out. Just give it a try. Had a cold beer, sat at the bar, watched a little TV, and had that. Met Matt.
Did you only have a slice when you went?
A couple. Oh, okay. I bought a whole pie, but I brought the remainder home.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you, I have a few favorite pizzas in San Diego, and Matt Lyon's tribute is definitely in the top three.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah. And
I feel like it's top two.
In San Diego. San Diego proper.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could say that. It's the top two in San Diego proper. But I mean, when I say San Diego, I included Temecula, which is kind of dumb. But I did include them, and which is then Goat and Vine.
I didn't include Temecula. So.
Okay. So what? Who did you? So you're talking about, I'm thinking Bronx.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Tribute.
This is my top two.
And what is the other
I have one? No other in San Diego one. That I think is worthy, that it's at that caliber. I would say the Friendly's pretty good.
Let me think about it.
Maybe the Friendly's next. I don't know. But.
See, the Friendly is great for me, but I was introduced to it for their greasy flat-top burger.
Yeah.
And it is a very specific burger. It's not a burger like, you know, In-N-Out or, no. You know, any of those, you know, avocado, you know.
No, the, it's not your,
you know, microgreens
gourmet,
and, you know, Wagyu. Yeah. You know, no. It's not that. No. It is literally what you think it is. It's more than crisp, that bun. They put it on the griddle and they leave it there until it turns pretty dark, you know. And then they put, I think it's mayo, and they put, you know, caramelized onion and some cheese. So I think they probably put a good cheese in there. Maybe not. And they put the bun. It's just gooey. It's a gooey, savory yum. A lot of umami in there. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
But it doesn't have tomatoes. Doesn't
no, no,
lettuce,
no.
Doesn't
no,
have
no,
anything.
It's no,
just
no.
Meat and onions.
To me, it's what I kind of on the level, but on a different presentation of Umami Burger when we used to go in Santa Monica. It's in that neighborhood, but it's like one neighborhood over, and they're a little more rowdy over there. You know, I mean, they'd like to drink beer and whatever. But the Friendly is an awesome place. It's kind of a neighborhood joint. They do pizza, and they have a counter where you can slide up and grab a beer and a slice or a burger or whatever. Excuse me. It's really, really great. I like going there. But as far as the pizza, okay, I'm a big dough guy. See, dough. Now, don't get me wrong, I love all the rest of it, and it's important, but the dough for me is the flying carpet.
Absolutely.
For Aladdin. Mm-hmm. Aladdin is pretty much nothing. Let's think about that. Think about that for a moment. Aladdin is nothing without the flying carpet. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the story of Aladdin without the carpet, what is it? What do you got? You got a guy in the desert. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And No. So the dough is everything to me. And I've made dough, so I've kind of had some sense of dough and why it's so important. It can be crispy. It can be crisp and gooey. It can be doughy. It can be clumsy, like a big dough fest. It can be all kinds of stuff. Dough is amazing to me. And if you add the right ingredients during the fermentation process, it can just be so next level. And my taste buds tell me that they're doing that at Tribute, as well as at Goat and Vine. Now, let me. I haven't had Goat and Vine in a minute, but I remember having something to say about it when we did a show on them once. And Goat and Vine is just to me so good, so good, and it's so good because it's a nice place. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's nice. It's a good kind of neighborhood joint. Nice bar, good aesthetic. You know, some weird iconography on the wall, like the goats. I don't know why, but goats. I don't know. They make me feel funny. I don't know. Yeah. So it's a weird. Yeah. I'm a weird. You know.
But I think. Yeah, I can totally.
Overlook that one. I'm not a fan of goats. You know what I mean? Especially whilst I'm eating, I don't want to see a goat. But yeah. It's a great place. See, I did it. I was starting to break my addiction to and I did it again. My addiction to was, you know, I even changed my name for a minute to Sir So Goat and Vine in Temecula is so worthwhile. So worthwhile. They have that great pie. They have good salads. They have a good wine selection. And some of the best key lime pie. Some of the best key lime pie.
But you're saying that, but they don't even have it right now. They're not serving it. Okay. So well, I don't know if it's a
I don't know if it's seasonal thing which yeah. I can't imagine because limes are readily available. That's just my take
Maybe
on
not
it.
Key
I could,
limes
I could be. You know, key limes are isn't that a Mexican lime though?
No.
Are you sure? And realistically, what's the real difference between a key lime and a Mexican lime? Flavor wise.
I don't know.
It can't be that much. That's all I'm saying. Why don't you just stop fooling around with the keys? Lime and just use a Mexican lime. There you can get them everywhere. I'm just saying.
Maybe not.
And I see Mexican limes everywhere. Okay. At the Ralph's. Come on. There's a bucket of them at the Ralph's. So, I don't know. And just to add to that, they've added a new concept called Two Travelers.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it Twin Travelers?
Oh, you told me two.
Two Travelers.
I think you told me
two. It is Two Travelers.
Yeah, and that place, I have to say, you took me there, and I had the best pizza I've had. I'm sorry, not pizza. Sorry, best salad I've had in years. Years. I can't remember. I mean, not since Houston's have I like gone. Oh,
Gaga.
God. Oh, yeah. This is a great salad.
I'll say this: I have been jonesing for that salad since I had it last. And I've been thinking to myself, how do I make that? How do I make that? It must be like a champagne vinegar dressing. That's what my memory is, like a very bright kind of champagne-y flavor. And then it had big, had these beautiful, like, I'm going to say, what do they call them? Macedoine. What? I don't know. They're like half inch by half inch squares of apple.
Oh.
They're beautifully cut. They put them through a press, and then they're just so perfect. You know, if you're eating a salad and you're getting that big bite of all the ingredient, the dressing,
it's not just apple, it's pear. It's apple and
pear.
Oh
God, even better.
Yeah,
even better. Yeah, lovely.
It was delicious. I mean, I'm a pear person and apples, so any pear and apple salad. I'm in number one. And then it had that blueberry goat cheese.
Blueberry goat cheese. What do you mean?
It was some sort of.
You mean the blueberry?
I feel like I think I had bought all this stuff from Trader Joe's. Not all of it. Most of the stuff that it has in that salad, because I was trying to. I thought, ooh, we'll try to replicate this.
Yeah.
So I got that blue cheese.
Okay.
That goat cheese.
With the blueberries in it.
Wrapped in like blueberries. Yeah. And they sell it at Costco. And I mean, not Costco, Trader Joe's. And I know you loved it. I remember you.
Oh, I could eat a whole roll.
Yeah.
It's
and
so
I don't like it. Like,
it's a little sweet.
It's too
a little sweet.
Yeah. But in this salad.
Yeah.
It worked.
Right.
It totally worked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I have memories of going to, when we first came to San Diego, first started living here, we went to Orfila Winery out in Escondido. Mm-hmm. And I just remember the glory days of going, because it was, they've expanded their thing now.
Right.
So they've taken up some of the space that used to be the big grassy area behind Orfila. Mm-hmm. But I remember distinctly going there the first few times, and you'd park yourself out on the lawn on a table. And then you'd walk inside to the building, and then in the showroom there, they had all the wines, but then they would have like, you know, swag and whatever. But there was a little refrigerator right near the register, and it was this little, you know, 3 foot, 4 foot wide cooler, you know, with snacks, salads and cheeses and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, it's like one of my earliest memories of San Diego.
Right.
Was this round of goat cheese. Just, you know, mm-hmm. a chevre. And then on top, it had chunks of apricot, fresh apricot.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember it. And it's just, it's reminiscent. That blueberry one is reminiscent, but it's a little overpowered with the blueberries. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. The one from Trader Joe's. It's delicious. And when I'm in the right mood and I'm sitting here with a glass of wine, oh, buddy, mm-hmm. eat the whole thing. I'm scary. It's scary. But if it had that chevre with the apricots, same deal. I just remember.
But the one with that one, it was not. I remember it being more dry, the apricots being more dry.
They were like candied, or they were maybe dried?
It was dried.
Yeah.
And then this blueberry one, though, it's wet.
It's, know, yeah. It's, yeah. It's like different. It's different. But yeah. I'm saying, like, some being the ability to be able to walk into a place and just grab it, that's what's great about that roll. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Like, if you made it yourself, you'd have to think about, okay, how do I treat these blueberries?
Well, where did you come up with the whole rolling the goat cheese in the chili pepper flakes actual just black pepper?
That was simply just out of necessity. It was just, I was here at the house and I didn't have blueberries. I didn't have apricots. I didn't have those things. So I just was like, well, what can I roll it in? And then I was thinking, you know, I think it had something to do with those crackers we used to buy at Trader Joe's. You know, that trio of crackers?
Yeah.
I remember just like, you had the crackers there and then, you know, they have a pepper cracker.
Yeah.
And then they have,
they have some gross ones too.
But I remember, you know, at the time, I think I was using a lot of red chili. I don't remember. I remember just having the roll. We buy the two pack at Costco. Uh-huh. And then we were just here. And I said, you know what?
You were doing a charcuterie or something?
Yeah. No, I was just going to, you and I or something. We were just going to roll. I needed something. So I just took the cheese and I had the chili flakes and the pepper. I was like, let me just grab a bunch of pepper and try it. Mm-hmm. So I tried it and we like it. But
I think everybody likes it, though. And I've seen it. I mean, I don't see it in markets or anything, like already pre-done.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love having those red chili flakes.
It tasted great.
It's just that the two flavors, you know, goes great.
Are you talking about the chili or what?
Yeah, the chili. I mean, because the cheese is so
just creamy and luxurious.
And light. And then you have the
bite of that chili. Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
I mean, you can roll it in anything, really.
I guess.
You
could
just, you know, think about it. I mean, you could. Herb, if you have fresh dill,
oh,
that would be good.
You've done that. No, I mean, I feel like you've done something like that too.
I've done things. I've just seen, you know, as far as it's whatever's handy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, when you think about it, everything can be handy. If you just caramelized onion, you know, that might be interesting. Caramelized.
I remember when you used to do the brie, you would take brie and I would buy like the dried apricots and you had some nuts. I can't remember. Like nuts and apricots.
Yeah.
On a warmed brie.
Yeah.
You should do that too. It's just, you know,
it's one of those things, though, you know, you just don't, You don't. It's so. I mean, I don't know. Bad for you. It's so not healthy.
It's not good.
It's not a healthy food. Now you wouldn't go. Hey, you know, I'm gonna run a marathon next at the end of next month. I'm gonna start eating right.
I love cheese. I know it's bad for you, but I freaking.
Let's
love
eat
it.
A whole cube of brie, warm brie with
yum.
You know, nuts and fruits and things.
There was a while there where we would eat a lot of cheese. Manchego. And
I love Manchego. Speaking of Manchego.
Manchego and some apples. Oh,
man.
I love it.
Yeah. I would love some Manchego. I haven't, you know, we just don't live around a place where they have a cheese bar, you know?
Wait a minute. I used to do it all the time at Trader's. I just go to Trader's and get
no,
my,
no, no,
all
that's
my
not, cheese. It's not the same. I mean, realistically, I used to buy the all the cheeses when we were living in LA. I used to buy them in Whole Foods. Back in the day, I don't know if they still have it, but back in the day, they had the one in West LA in the early aughts had, you know, this full-blown cheese.
When you say West LA, you mean the one like right there near my mom's? Is that down on?
Yeah, the one on
McLaughlin? Or
yeah, National. Was it National or Palms?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
National.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is that? Is that, at what point does it turn to something, not McLaughlin?
Was it Westdale? It's like it's Westdale.
That no. McLaughlin.
Mar Vista. Hey, you know, listen. Let's not get hung up on geography right now. But yeah, they had a full-blown cheese bar. You could go and taste, and it was great.
God, I don't even remember.
Yeah, right there as you know, when you come to the store, you come in the store.
Yeah, go
just walk
the end.
Very back.
Yeah.
And then in the back there by the dairy section with the milk and whatever,
yeah.
They had this counter. And they'd have a couple of attendants there, and they would, you know, say, oh, you want to try this? And you just try the cheese. It was great. But yeah, so I just miss it. I miss that. But, you know, it's just hard. It's not something you can just easily do here, you know.
Nor is it something that's good for you. So
it's not good for you. Right. It's not easy.
Yeah. So maybe it's better that way. But it is.
I don't know how much better because it would improve my attitude. So I don't know. Is that worth it? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And then you started turning into like really into burrata.
I love burrata. I love burrata. I love a fresh cheese like that.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of like, I mean, I like a Gouda. I like a medium cheese.
I love Gouda.
A semi-soft. I like those too. Yeah. But as far as a fresh cheese, I think I'm a fresh cheese guy.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you think about it, you know, burrata is a fresh cheese. Mm-hmm. Goat cheese is a fresh cheese. Mozzarella is a fresh cheese. All those. I love them.
What did they make at the, what's that place in San Diego where they do it at the table? Is it mozzarella?
That's Seneca.
Yeah.
Mozzarella.
Okay. Oh, that was good.
Why haven't we been back? Okay. You know what? It's just far, you know, for us. It's an hour to get down there. Get in there. You park.
Well,
go up
like
in the 16 floors.
But
it's beautiful.
By the time you park and
it's
get
beautiful.
Up there.
It's beautiful.
And yeah.
By the time you get in there, it's an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, from stem to stern, leaving the house, sitting at the table, it's an hour.
An hour.
Yeah, or more, depends. Traffic.
But I'm telling you, this winter has been pretty bad in this for San Diego or Southern California with all the rain and everything. When it officially is nice out, we're going. Because that sitting there in Seneca and that view of the bay, it's on a nice, beautiful San Diego clear day. Oh, my God.
I don't know if... Looney still runs it, but shout out to Insta Looney.
Okay.
On Instagram.
All right. Well, maybe should we get back to tribute?
I just, you know, I mean, if we're going to do it, might as well.
But can I say, I pulled up the two travelers salad.
Oh, man.
It is an apple and pear salad on their website, and it says hazelnut butter frisée. Arugula, wild blueberry goat cheese, candied pepitas, maple Dijon vinegar.
Please stop.
Oh.
Please stop. I have a car.
Sounds like something we could do.
No, I just have a car. I have a car and
I already have it in my head.
It's 25 minutes from here.
You know where we're going when we do our taxes because go do our taxes in Temecula. You know where we're going.
Don't threaten me because I will go.
Here's the dumb part. I wish they would have that salad on the goat and vine.
You know what? For that matter,
menu.
I don't know that they do. Don't have it on there.
They don't.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the goat and vine menu recently.
So when we went the last time, we went to Two Travelers, and then we went over to
Goat and Vine.
Goat and Vine, and you had the pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, I always see, and that's for me the test. Of a good pizza spot. Mm-hmm. Because what is it? It's cheese, dough, and pepperoni. If you can make that good, then all the rest of your toppings or whatever are going to be amazing as well. Sometimes overcomplicated for me. But that is the true test. So if I go to a sushi bar, spicy tuna roll. Let's see what you can do. Pizza spot, pepperoni pizza. What can you do? Now, you could go cheese, but see, that's overdoing it. That's now you're pushing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like cheese and dough. I mean, you'd have, now the whole thing relies on the quality of the cheese and the fermentation of the dough.
Well, let me just say, I remember when I went to Goat and Vine, I looked at their menu because I'm going to see, hey, do they have the same salad? They do not. They have different salads. Their salads are great too. I remember having a couple really good salads at Goat and Vine. They had the Goat and Vine. I'm pulling up their website right now. So they have a salad called the Goat and Vine, which is arugula, seasonal berries, green onion, grape tomatoes, caramelized pecan, encrusted goat cheese medallion, and the house champagne vinaigrette. So it's similar. Yeah. It doesn't have, I mean, they did it with berries. I remember they had strawberries and stuff, but
I just can't, look, right now, I can't think about any salad but the one at Two Travelers.
I agree.
Just can't.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Texturally, flavor, freshness, the dressing, the frisée. It's just a mountain of frisée. Mm-hmm. And then those, like I said, cubes. Perfect cubes of apple and pear. That blue cheese, I'm sorry, the blueberry goat cheese.
Wild blueberry goat cheese.
Mm-hmm. I got to stop saying it. I will get in the car and go right now. Please don't. It's too early to go, but I would go.
Well.
Because the problem is the stomach. See, the stomach is going, what'd you say? Stomach's, what'd you say?
We're definitely going when we go do our taxes. So in a week or so.
See, I don't like that.
What?
I don't like doing what you just did.
Why?
I don't like to get my stomach all fired up and then put it off till later. Let's do it. Let's do it 10 days from now.
Well, we got
plans. No, I understand. There's no plans today.
No.
I have a car.
Oh,
have the wherewithal.
For you,
and
I got plans.
No, you can have all the plans you want. We didn't even talk about your plans. We weren't talking about you. We were talking about my stomach. You should never, ever discuss something and then put it off till later.
Never interfere with your stomach.
You know what you call that? A pizza tease.
Oh,
that's you.
God.
No, not pizza. Salad tease.
How rude.
Hey, how about, you know, we have this delicious.
How about you make it yourself?
See, that requires that I go hunting for all what you just said.
I actually went, so I tried to get a lot of these ingredients. I feel like I must have bought
some. No. I've never seen frisée where I shop. Don't name it. Where have you seen a big basket of frisée?
You know what's dumb is we were just at Whole Foods on Monday, and
okay, but we weren't thinking about a menu we're going to eat 5 days from now.
We should. Anyway,
just don't do that. Don't be a tease. Okay, don't say, oh my God, wouldn't it be nice to have a beautiful pastrami sandwich from Brent's in the valley. But you know what? We'll do that later. We'll do that next week or next month.
All right.
It's not fair. That's not fair. The stomach is just out of control right now.
Okay.
If you say one more word about that incredible, delectable
apple
pear salad with the goat cheese.
We're about to go into detail about tributes, people.
Well, let's just get on with it then. Let's get on with it. I wanted to kind of a...
That one you can go to easily.
Abbreviated show. I wanted to get that. Now we're on to 22, 23 minutes now, and we haven't even got at tribute yet.
We haven't even gotten to tribute. All right.
So... Day was leaving on his trip.
Nope, he came back.
No, I'm sorry, that's right. But we took him somewhere. Oh, we took him to Jimmy's famous
tavern
in San Diego as well. When he left.
Oh, when he left. Yeah.
For the
that was a send off meal.
Yeah. Oh.
And then his
listen to this luxurious
meal.
Life he lives like a king. He lives.
His return meal was tribute.
Yeah. So we stopped in the tribute, and we ordered a couple of pies.
Yeah.
And he was tired. He wanted to go home.
He had just taken it.
Yeah, he wanted nothing to do with it. He actually went and sat in the car.
He said it took him like 14 hours to get home.
I'm not saying not complaining about it. I'm simply making the observation that
he was falling asleep.
He didn't need to go. You know?
It was really more about what we wanted.
Yeah,
I know.
But tribute the pie. It's a dough.
Mm-hmm.
See, my stomach is making. I should put a microphone up to my. I should have the stomach mic. I should mic up my stomach. Whenever you start talking craziness, this thing goes nuts, and you leave the room and leave me with it. Just there. Now I'm going to go in the kitchen and eat a half a dozen eggs. It's just terrible.
What did we had a salad at Tribute, didn't we?
Yes, I believe
what
we did.
What was it?
Don't remember.
See, that's not good. I don't remember.
So I'm saying it's been a while. See, let's
maybe
say
we didn't have
salad. Let's say at this. Well, what did we have then? We didn't just pies. We had
their bread with the olive. Ooh, that was so good.
And that right there, what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Good bread, and they bring you the olive oil, and they bring you the balsamic vinegar, okay? Mm-hmm. A little bowl. And then you can just sit there and just drip it, just rake it across that puddle.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Having sopping up all that good olive oil and balsamic vinegar and that fresh bread.
Yeah, it's there.
We can't talk about this much more. Seriously, I'm having a problem. Let's not talk about. Okay, let's get on with it, please.
What?
Fantastic bread, great little appetizer there. Mm-hmm. The bar's cool. It's in an old. If you haven't heard, it's in the old post office from like the 40s or 50s.
Yeah, great little building.
The people were very cool. You know what? Even the guy, our server.
Oh, he was awesome.
Awesome.
The actual service, I mean, that's the thing that, yeah. You know, you and I always talk about on your podcast here is service. And it was spot on.
And I don't want to blow him up because I don't want to like have somebody get disappointed, but they were just top notch servers.
And it wasn't like one that was
top-notch. There was a couple.
It was, I think, three, yeah. To be honest with you.
Yeah. And we didn't go like, oh, go around and say, hey, we're doing this and that. We were just
you
the four
didn't
of us
say
went.
Anything. Didn't say anything. We just went and ate. And they were so attentive.
So good. Yeah. And even when our first server had to leave and have somebody else attend to us.
Take over. Mm-hmm.
That guy might've been better than the first guy.
No, I won't say that, but they were awesome.
You were awesome.
Yeah. Good recommendations. Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I had great wine. Yeah. I think you had a really good beer.
I had a very good beer. I've been kicking myself.
I have their menu up. Let me see.
I think it changes because they run out and they move on to another one.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I don't know. But I do have their beer.
He says, what are you going to have it with? I said, well, I'm going to have it with this pie. Oh, okay. Well, let's try this one.
If I named off a couple beers, do you think you would remember? Because there's really only, was it a hazy or an IPA?
I think it was an IPA.
Okay. So they only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They only have 5.
Give them to me.
Secret Safari Pale Ale. Mm. 1045 to Denver.
Okay.
Hot Foo. The Pupil. And Juice Press.
It might have been that hot, what?
Hop Foo.
No, one
our fave neighborhood brewery, GABF Brewery of the Year 2022.
I don't know.
It doesn't.
I wish I knew.
Was it a European one?
As I said, I don't remember. I don't remember.
But you enjoyed it.
Well, it was because I got caught up in the momentum, right? Because Damien was wanting to go to the car. He was so tired.
He'd already had his pizza. I'm like, I got to go lay down.
he gave us all of our souvenirs.
Yeah.
And then he was just pooped out. Yeah. And then it was just the three of us sitting there.
Yeah.
And then we had this great guy come over and which one are you going to have? Here's the beer you should have. Okay. He said it. Now, what'd you say? What was the second name you mentioned?
1045 to Denver.
It could
Epic,
be.
Epic Brewing Company.
It could. It might even be that.
Epic.
Because when he said it, he says, what would you, I said, recommend something. And he turned to me and he said, I got you. And then he left. And on the way out, I said, what is it called? And he goes, say that word?
1045 to Denver.
And that could have been it because he said it over his shoulder.
Mm. It says 2020 European Beer Star Gold Medal winner. Might be that. Dank as the Rockies.
I don't know. It was delicious though. And then, of course, the pie is just always. What do we have a specific pie? We had a couple pies.
We had
right?
two pies.
We had a pepperoni for the boys, which I also ate.
Which we modified.
And then you had a white pie, right? Yes. Okay, so I've come to the realization that I'm a fan of white pie. Only under very serious circumstances. Now I can't really tell you what circumstances they are, because I don't go for the white pie first. But I do like a white pie when it's done correctly. Now, I've had Bronx white pie, whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I remember that's years ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember going, yeah, that's good. But they had some with the spinach on top.
Yeah, it can change it. Mushrooms. You
know, yeah. Various white cheeses.
Caramelized onions. Yeah.
I found out, though, through this one, I'm not a fan of caramelized onion on my pizza.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not a fan. Well, under those circumstances. And I'm not a fan of mushrooms on my pie.
Oh, my Lord Almighty. Yeah.
And that's your jam.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah. So for me, no, not for me. And it could have been the caramelized onion with the mushrooms that ruined it. Because I'm not a, I mean, see,
I don't
mind.
I don't think that was what we had there. They didn't.
I almost feel like it was pretty sure.
That, no, it was the mushrooms that bothered you. They didn't have onions on the pie.
Yeah, I the mushrooms, when the mushroom is the star of the show, I'm not a fan. But, okay, but here's the weird part. Where were we where somebody handed us a bowl of sautéed mushrooms? Do you remember that? We were just at some place recently where there was on the table, there was a bowl of sautéed mushrooms.
Oh, yes. We were at the place with your friend. We did a show. Oh, what's it called? Riviera? Is that right? Riviera?
Oh.
We had the steak.
Yes. Yes. It was a side.
Yeah. It's one of the sides.
Oh, my God. That was good. That was really good. And what's different about it, too,
and
is
you
that
know where else you loved it? The same. Queso. Queso used to be my, I would order the live scallops.
And I'm going to say the ones at Riviera were better to me. But see, listen, I'm talking to somebody who is a mushroom fan. Mm-hmm. I like mushrooms about 30% of what you like. Mm. See, so a mushroom is a supporting actor. It's not the star. See, like if you're going to do a movie, who's a star? Rock. He's the Rock.
Oh, please. Let's go with Brad Pitt. Pitt, at least.
Brad Pitt, for you, is the star. Mm-hmm. The mushroom, to me, is like Jack Black in the cast. Jack Black is, he can stand out, but he's never the star. You know what I mean?
I disagree with that, but whatever.
Look, he did one movie. I don't want to get into movie talk.
Yeah.
But he did one movie that he was the star that was really, really good. That was School of Rock.
Well, he's done many.
But I'm saying to you, were they really good?
Nacho Libre.
Were they really good? See, I'm not a fan. Oh. I'm not a fan. I wasn't a fan of him in King Kong.
King Kong.
Yeah. He was in the King Kong movie.
I don't even remember that movie.
When the kids were little. Yeah. He's something. To me, a mushroom is
the supporting role.
It's like the redheaded girl in Jumanji. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
No. Well, that's your take.
That's my take.
Yeah.
That's my take. I'm speaking from my take. I can't speak from your take.
Okay.
So mushrooms, yeah, that's where they are. You, on the other hand, a mushroom is like Brad Pitt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there you go. That we're just different that way. It's fine.
Yours is meat. Like the pepperoni is yours.
No, not on pizza. As I said,
what?
Not on pizza. My star of the show, my Scarlett Johansson a la the movie The Island, is the dough.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
But
I
agree with that 100%.
And then it's
then it's the cheese.
It descends mm-hmm. from there.
Yeah.
And so let's say, so then what happened? What's the secondary one? Yeah. Either way, the star of the show for me is dough. And then it's sauce. And then it's cheese, and then it's toppings.
Yeah.
That's my order of importance.
I'm going to agree with that order.
Yeah. So, but mushrooms in pizza is like putting...
Is it like what people consider pineapple? They're like, it's taboo. They do not want
pineapple. No. Because I remember having years and years ago a very basic pie, but like a combo with peppers and mushroom and sausage and mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Because it's so
minuscule. I have an idea for you. Let's equate it like this. Mushrooms to me are what black olives are to you.
Okay. But I hate black.
You hate them?
Hate them.
Even on the pizza.
Hate them. I have to pick them up.
All right, well, then it's not that bad. I just, I like a black olive. I don't love a black olive, but I, you know, here's the thing. This is what I remember about black olives. As a boy, a black olive, my mother used them in various dishes.
She obviously liked them. I know.
I don't know that she liked them. No, it was just, I want to just say, I knew my mother pretty well, probably better than you. My mother used to use them. I'm just saying. She would use them like, my mother made a lot of dishes. Though she was Mexican, she made a lot of dishes off the side of the cans of chili. Like you buy the green chilies in a can, or you buy Las Palmas something or other. She made a lot of dishes like that. And I think back then, the black olive, little circle, the little ring of black olive, that was like a decoration. Because if you went to a lot of Mexican restaurants from the 70s, there was black olives in dishes. It was like a for something for texture, something for. And I don't see them now, by the way. Like if you go to a Mexican restaurant today, I don't see a black olive to be seen.
Well, I never frequented Mexican restaurants, but I know black olives are never in the dishes. My parents.
Hence, what I'm saying to you. But if you were looked at the side of a Hacienda green chili, canned green chili from, you know, even now probably, the black olives are in those dishes. Like if you, like she used them on like enchiladas.
Listen, she used them in everything.
Yeah.
She told me. I asked her. I'm like, oh, she's like, oh, I love them.
So what I would do, okay, is I'd be there in the kitchen with her and I'd go in there hungry, you know, like that. And she'd just say, here, have an olive. And she'd pop it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I was like, okay, that's me and my mom's thing. We'd have a black olive that was, it was a puff, puff, pass deal. You know what I mean? She'd, hey, come on, let me tip you into these black olives. I mean, I don't know what they were about. Anyways, Tribute Pizza doesn't have black olives to my knowledge.
Thank God.
But they have a great ambiance. It's a young kind of open air kind of environment. Matt Lyons and his team are just killing the game as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. The dough is great. The everything else on top of that, again, see, now I'm going to talk about the rest of the toppings. Toppings are toppings. But when you take an ingredient and you caramelize it or you candy it or you're taking it to a new level, that's what I like. That and some people say, oh, that's some gourmet stuff. Yeah, well.
Do you like the gourmet stuff?
Because I like the
gourmet. The one pie on there that I wanted, but we didn't get because I didn't think the kids would really go for it anyway, was the one that after the guy had said, oh, yeah, get this next time, which was the bees mode. Because I love the honey.
The Mike's Hot Honey?
Mike's Hot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So they have bees mode. It says organic crushed tomato sauce, mozzarella, pickled sweet peppers, ricotta, soppressata, salami, Mike's Hot Honey, and Parmigiano Reggiano.
You know what I think we need to do? I think we need to start going out to these places by ourselves and just enjoy ourselves. See, if it wasn't so far, we'd be there all the time.
I know. But so that, and I didn't know how much I loved that. I mean, that's not true. I mean, I love combination of sweet and savory. I love it. But you took me to Apollonia's. And that was the first time where I really had a pizza with, you know, the honey and the burrata. And, oh, frick. I mean, that was,
and I'm gonna
that is one of my top, I would say one of my top five pizzas.
Period.
Period.
Yeah. And for me, it's because of the spires. I call them spires.
The dough.
Spikes of cheese on the around the
it's
edge.
It's a Detroit style pizza, and it is friggin' awesome.
They called it a grandma style, what I understand. But anyways, the way they lay it into the pan, they coat it with cheese before they put the dough in the pan. So when it bakes, all that melted, spiky, crispy cheese around the edge. Yeah. See, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you, this is where I'm at. If you say to me right now, as much as I love Apollonia's, I could talk about it and not get hungry. You say that I can go have an apple salad and some charcuterie board and a glass of wine at two travelers in Temecula. Then my stomach goes.
Starting to go. So you're like me. The salad is what draws me in. Yeah.
It's not just the salad. It's like the salad special. Mm-hmm. The ingredients are great. The ambiance is nice. They have drinks. They have dessert. They got it all.
Yeah. I don't think we had a salad. I really don't, now that I'm thinking about it. I don't think we had a salad at Tribute.
We had something besides the pies, though.
We had the focaccia bread.
God, are they sure? That's all?
I feel like it.
I feel like we had something else. The bill indicated there was something else. But anyways, drinks. I'm not going to get into that.
Drinks.
But you know, look, if you are in the San Diego area and you want to try some delicious pie, go to Tribute. Mm-hmm. Go see Matt Lyon and his team. I do not believe that you will be disappointed. If you are disappointed, maybe it says more about you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
We did. There was one thing that we thought could have been better with our pizzas, but they did tell us. And that's when you said, Grandma, that. So we ordered these pizzas, but we thought they're not crispy enough on the bottom.
Yeah. He just said,
I would have liked it to be just a touch crispier. Yeah. And he said, order it grandma style, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I can't think you can miss here. You can't miss. Go check them out. All right. You got anything else to say, boss?
Oh, I just looked at their menu. They have something that the Apollonia's has. Exact same name. Acapulco Gold. I remember that exactly from Apollonia's because they have it was great. Apollonia's Acapulco Gold was fantastic. They have it here too.
What is it?
Oh, wait. They copied Apollonia. At least they gave them credit.
Yeah.
It says the Acapulco Gold tribute to Justin De Leon, Apollonia's Los Angeles.
See, I'm going to say that to me is so great because that is what I believe people should be doing. If you have a restaurant, a pizza spot, okay, and or a Mexican food restaurant or a bar, okay, shop your competitors. Shop the world to see what people are doing.
They have three pizzas on their menu that they have attributed to other people.
Love it.
One of them is the one we wanted to go to. We haven't yet, but when we're in LA, it says it's called the Green Tribute to Chris Bianco's. To Peter Luger's Steakhouse.
Yeah. See? And Chris Bianco is the godfather of this movement, they say. Early 90s, out in Arizona. I think it was Phoenix. He started this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's great. He's a that guy to me is an artist.
That's great though. That they've actually, and they did. It says 10x14 Detroit-ish pan only. Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
Since I love that.
Well, that's good, man. That makes me feel good about them even better.
Yeah, that's great. They have another one that I'm not familiar with the place, but it says Burrata Pie, and that one's a tribute to Lindestree Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Yeah, see here? Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We need to travel, man. We need to food travel. Because you know what? I get it. San Diego's a great place. But food?
I know you struggle. Getting better. I think they're getting better.
You know what? I think they come and go. That's my belief. I think people here are really into fads. They really like... They like to go for a movement. They get hot on the Brussels sprouts, the roasted Brussels sprouts. They get that. Everyone's got a Brussels sprout.
Yeah.
Here's a sprout. There's a sprout. Everywhere a sprout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then suddenly, boom, gone. On to the next. Now it's kale salad. Boom, kale salad. Kale salad's everywhere. Walnut kale salad.
It's the new one. They don't do kale now. It's something else. It's a different kale. It's different than kale. I was just at a place and... Oh, I can't remember. I don't know.
I just, you know what, I think when something's good, it's just good. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think you need it. That's what I love. Again, another thing about Houston's, another thing that I love about my beloved Houston's. When they have something that works, they just keep going. They've dropped a couple they made a few mistakes over the years. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like your salad, the one you like so much, the chicken salad, it's always there. See, and then they did mess up with
Caesar.
With the original Caesar, then they brought it back.
Okay.
So I love that. I love people are paying attention.
So they did bring it back.
They did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because they messed up with that, and then they took away the barbecue chicken.
Don't. Let's not sit here and throw rocks. You know what I mean? We love you, Houstons. In fact, we love the whole restaurant group. I'm thinking what it's called
Hillstone.
Now. What?
Hillstone.
Hillstone. Love the whole group.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them. Mm-hmm. I've been dying to get to Gulfstream. Up in Newport. Got to get up there. So many places to go. I want to go back to the Rogers Garden again.
I love Rogers.
You want to go back there again?
Oh, it's not called Rogers Garden. It's called the Farmhouse.
Farmhouse at Rogers Garden.
Yeah.
But Rogers Garden is the nursery that surrounds the whole place.
It's inside that nursery.
Speaking of that, let's just give them a shout out. Shout out to the Farmhouse at Rogers Garden. Mm-hmm. If you are in the Irvine area and you are going to have a special occasion or just you want to go for, I mean, you could get two things done with one stone. You could go to the nursery, which is a very sizable nursery with a wide variety of amenities and plants and accoutrement. Mm-hmm. And then just stop in and make a reservation for the restaurant and have lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
And then pick up your order and get the heck out of there.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great place. Beautiful.
Just a note, make sure you make reservations, or if you don't, huge chance that you won't get a table because they're always booked.
Okay, so.
And the bar is very full all the time. Let's
thank you for, you know, stating that in 2024 in Irvine, California, there's enough people to fill it without your help. We know you need a reservation.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Don't even question it. But
there's
Rogers
been
Garden.
A couple times where it's like, damn it, I can't get in. And yeah, with my mom and my sister, we all like to go there for lunch.
Well, me on the other hand, I'm a planner. I'm like one of these things. If I want to go, I pick the phone up right now. I don't waste any time. Don't pass go.
First of all, you hate making reservations.
No, you're absolutely correct. I hate it. But I'm smart enough to know that if I want it, you got to pull some strings. You got to make it happen. You got to make that call right away. Don't delay.
Yeah.
Make sure you get on it. So that's how I am. Listen, thank you for listening to our mixture of babble. We enjoy it. We hope you enjoy the show. We hope you get to these restaurants. We want to hear back. Why don't you go to our socials, our website or whatever, and tell us what your thoughts are once you've had these places. We definitely want to hear it back. And you know what? If you like us so much, because we know you love us, please go to the socials, go to the website, follow, subscribe. We need your help. We are trying to grow. This is how we do it, apparently. So thank you for listening. Have a great day. Be nice to each other. You want to sign off? Ace?
Have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
You are this weekend?
Yes.
What do you got going? Okay, we'll talk about that.
I'll be here. I'm home. I love it.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.